Hello everybody, give me a second. I'm now going to do the third presentation of this thing that I've got on Facebook group. So let's see what happens here. I'm just testing the reach of this thing. I've done a Facebook group, done a live on YouTube. And now we're trying this Facebook group, see which one gets the better release. Okay, so we're going to go in live now on Facebook group. Hang on here. So, blah, 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 public. Well, we want our page group. Okay, let's go live. Okay, so let's see if this thing goes live. I think it does. Setting up your webinar. Trying out another computer. Okay, so let's see if this thing goes live. I think it does. Webinar. Okay, so hooray. Let me just see if we've got our thing happening on. So we don't have our video on YouTube yet. That's okay. Alright, so let's get to our next presentation. Alright, so we are doing live on Facebook group. Alright, so this is my third rendition of this. Hopefully I've got this down pat. So what we're going to do is we are trying to show that hope I'm sharing, share screen. Okay, hopefully we are just testing here. My apologies if I'm working like some moron here. Okay, doesn't matter. I think I'm live. Okay, so I'm live on Facebook. And what we've got here is we've got three strategies that I built in J4X Java for Dukas Copy. There are three versions divided up by their asset class. The one is the regular 4X, and the rest are for CFDs. And remember that Dukas Copy is out of Switzerland, so this is only valid for actual non-Americans. So if you live in the States, you won't be able to use Dukas Copy, but if you're elsewhere, you should be able to sign up, no problem. So what we've got here is we've got basically that one script that will capture data from all the way back from 2005 in January. And then we also do the same thing for commodities and equities. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to do a back test over four periods per year, all the way back to 2005, and being able to forecast the highest asset arrangement that'll give us the highest return. And we're also going to do a comparison against the actual. So we have here two separate ones for equity, and then this one for the commodity. So I can easily download data. So let me just load up the one for, let's say, commodity, because that's the smallest amount. So we can easily run it. And I'll just show you a sampling of that. Ooh, I think I got the wrong one. Let me try another one. Historical. Yeah, we want this one, I think. Let me try the equity one here. Hang on. Equity. Let me try that one. Okay. It's running. Pick off a file, doesn't matter which one it is. And then run. So what it's going to do is go through these instruments and download the daily data for each of these instruments all the way back as far as it can go. Some will be for this year or last year, or some will go all the way back to all the way back to 2005. Okay, so we're done. Goes all the way, it starts, so these are the different instruments that we have available. I'll show you the list in a minute. So as I said, we have various equities that we can watch and capture data from or download data from. So in my case, I'm going to show you the equity list. These are all the equities I have available. So I have here U.S. technology of top 30, or sorry, U.S. technology top 30 in the U.S. We also have Britain index. We also have Germany, Deutsche, and let's say Japan. We also would have the Dow Jones Industrial Average. We also have the SPY, some of the groups as well, the LSE, and so on and so forth. So we do the same thing with, we also do the same thing with commodities as well. Yeah, here. So if I go into the commodity folder, what we have here is we have a list of commodities that we can download for. In this case, we have the commodity, LSTXT. So we want equity, TXT, there she is. Or no, I've shown you the equity. So we are in, sorry, we want commodity. It is 2 o'clock my time in the morning. So obviously I'm pretty knackered. So we have here copper, the text file we're looking for is commodity, right? This one right here, supply commodity. So the list that we're able to capture or download is Brent oil, Bitcoin, the US dollar, copper, gold, silver, gas, and as well as these other ones, TLTs, treasury and junk bond. Okay, so there's that. So I can show you, those are automatically subscribed through the API calls. So we can see that we are subscribed to 92 instruments in total. Now, the format of these CSVs that are generated for historical purpose, historical backtesting, something like this. So I'll load up my LibreOffice. You can see here they go all the way back, as I said, to January 2005. Let me just show you something like the Bitcoin thing. You know, Bitcoin is the popular one. So let me just okay. So let me show you the Bitcoin, which would be this one, I believe. Okay, so you can see here it has downloaded, it's been added to Dukas copy May 2017. So this is my historical back data, end of day data, starting, as I said, May 8th. Open, high, low, close format with a volume and a blank zero, which is really at midnight Swiss time. And that's the format of these CSVs. So I'm able to now then build out scripts in Python to be able to test them for 30 days starting on the each day of the new season. So let's say December 21st, March 21st, June 21st, and September 21st for each season. Run it for 90 days, then do my strategy code, the Python stuff that I've shown in my videos on YouTube, and then let it do an analysis, and then choose which is the best instruments for each asset class, do a forecast, and then do an actual test as well, see which one gives you the better performance. So that's what I'm planning to do. I'll show the results probably in a video, probably be easier, and go from there. So like I said, this is my third presentation of this thing today, and hopefully this will get captured. Also put this up on my YouTube as well, or on my podcast. So hopefully this will just give you an idea of what I'm planning to do. And that, I'll talk to you later. See y'all.